big steps in Burma's weekend elections, a ministry issues the Barefoot Challenge, and believers take the hope of Christ to a dying culture. These stories and more on the next edition of Mission Network News, the service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Last weekend's elections thrust the Burmese government one step closer to reform. Pro-democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi won her first seat in parliament. It's a game-changing feat in Burma, whose military government has oppressed its people for decades. Vision Beyond Borders' Diane Romaine says,
"We've been asking people to pray because the situation was hopeless, and I believe we're seeing God move on behalf of these people, and it isn't finished, but I believe a move has started."
But does this mean freedom? These were deemed fair elections, but some speculate the government's just putting on airs for the West.
Until there's true freedom of religion and true freedom, there's still a lot of changes to take place. But it is a step in the right direction and a larger step than we ever anticipated that we'd see from this government.
Romaine adds,
"It's hard to know exactly what this government is trying to do, but what it has done is it's increase the hope of the people."
Romaine expects that hope will mean a growing church in coming years. Meanwhile, it's been 8 years since Joseph Kony's last attack in Uganda. But is that really enough time to make children forget how they were forced to kill their parents, siblings, or friends? Hardly. Every Child Ministries has had an ongoing recovery response for 6 years, says Lorella Rouster.
ECM's role has been a long-term commitment to help one of the devastated communities there to rebuild. And that has included everything from building huts and latrines to digging wells to the most important job of rebuilding lives through the power of Jesus.
ECM has watched people transform from hopeless zombies to joyful believers, but many are still in need of sponsorship. You can help at our website to share Christ's love.
The gospel is the only message that is powerful enough to heal a land like northern Uganda.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Now, the gospel of the shoe could inspire many people to become a better Christian. How? Well, it develops compassion, a love for others, and a joy of caring for the needs of the poorest of the poor. Millions of kids around the world walk barefoot because they don't have any shoes to wear. April 10th is the National One Day Without Shoes campaign, where participants agree to walk in those kids' shoes, or lack thereof.
Lovely Network has been shipping shoes a different country for many years. So it is our heart to help people understand the need for shoes. In many of the countries where we serve, we interact with children who are barefoot, and that is something we'd like to see change.
Global Aid Network's Amy Wilson is heading up the campaign for their ministry.
What we'd like to do is see people ask the question, how can I make a difference? The whole point of educating is to motivate people to get involved.
Wilson says their ministry's long been involved with getting shoes to the poorest of the poor.
The shoe campaign, just as any of our other campaigns, are ways that we demonstrate the love of God. And as a result of that, there are opportunities for the love of God to be shared in words as well.
Although GAIN-USA is marking the day in Texas, you can get involved from wherever you are. We have links to get you connected. Elsewhere, rainy season is the best time to teach community development in Tanzania. People are looking for ways to earn money year-round. Grace Ministries missionaries have been teaching beekeeping in the Rukwa Valley to help develop small business. The result? A new beekeeping co-op and a few more people who've heard the gospel. GMI's team is also ready to launch a new prison ministry in Tanzania, so keep praying for spiritual seeds to sprout. And Pioneers is involved with a dying people group in Southeast Asia whose culture is slowly dying out. Little is known about the Bal other than they're marginalized, have no citizenship to any country, and speak an unwritten language. 2 million people are in this group, but there are no known Christians. Pioneers recently sent a medical team to help train national church planners going to the region. As a result, 3 people have expressed interest in the gospel. And that's good news, as well as a huge opportunity. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want to inspire the kids in your life to love the Bible? Well, Faith Comes by Hearing is making available the Kids Bible, audio dramas of your favorite Old and New Testament stories. The word-for-word scripture will help bring the Bible to life. Get your free Kids Bible MP3 CD by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at Mission Network News. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.